Can you imagine fasting during a feast? If we try to fast in that circumstance, we'll be very tempted and may well fail. But when we rely on God's power, it can be different. Bill Bright experienced this while fasting during Thanksgiving.
God will give us the ability to do what he calls us to do. I like that verse, Philippians 2:13, which I try to live by. It is God who works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Whatever he gives us will to do, he will always give us the ability to do. And, you know, I've found even a family Thanksgiving where I carved the turkey and served each plate and sat and drank my water and juice.
Bad timing, Bill, bad timing.
No, but the fact is I didn't have a desire to eat.
Oh, that's incredible.
God gave me the grace. Normally, I would eat a couple plates full of myself.
We'd all pig out on
Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving. That's right. Yes. Well, Bill, it's an exciting thing to become more intimate with God. Sometimes we don't want to pay the price, but we do like the possible outcome.
But the end result, I believe, in fasting should be not only a greater heart for God, to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, but to obey his command to witness. This is, I believe, a practical demonstration of true revival. And revival is the result of humbling ourselves before God.
Well, and the same power that will enable us to fast is that power that Christ promised in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that will cause us to be his witnesses.